Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jay Myers. He's the author of Keep Swinging. That's an award-winning book. And also Hitting the Curveballs. That's another great book of Jay's, two of his, that he's written as a regular Main Street small business owner just like you. He is just as regular a Main Street business as anybody can be, any supply house, any contractor, any restaurant owner, any hotelier, whatever you guys are doing out on Main Street. He's just like you. But he wrote two books, and we're talking about how it's been helping you, Jay. I know a lot of consultants who did okay until they wrote a book. And when they wrote the book, they didn't care if the book sold 300 copies in retail. But they had that, they were able to say they were the author of this book. And whenever they called on a prospect, they took them a copy of that book. And there's something about the credential of a book. If I were in the restaurant business, I'd come up with a book about that. Maybe some recipes, but I'd talk about what I think about, how I thought about food, how I thought about how food brings people together, or whatever, something like that. And I'd give them away. I wouldn't sell them. I'd give them away. Because what you want today is you want people to think about you and the experience they have hanging out with you, whatever you do, first. And when they do that, then they'll decide whether you're competitive or not after that, right?
Well, exactly. And, you know, for your listeners out there, another thing, too, is, you know, with the book and in my industry in particular, I mean, it's a differentiator. Because most people in my industry don't write books. I mean, I'm in high tech and video conferencing, audio visual. They're into the bits and the bytes and all these kind of things. And so having it out there, you know, Jim, again, very recent. I was in Nashville yesterday, and we had two prospects we met with. And guess what I do? You know, I have copies of both my books and give them to these people. And you'd have thought I'd give them the keys to a new Mercedes. But I'm pulling these books out of my bag. I felt like Mary Poppins or something. Yep. But they were excited about it. And I think that that's what your listeners need to understand. You know, they both.
I bet they insisted you autograph them too, didn't they?
Well, they were. I think they were thinking that, and we were kind of busy and everything. But most of the time,
they want that.
A nice little ego.
And they remember. And think about the worker bee that was to leave behind, just laying on their desk.
Well, exactly. And I mean, I've had that book laying on the desk, you know, for so many, VIP type people or executive level and everything. And it's really, you know, it's just a real great feeling. I mean, the mayor of Memphis has got copies of my book. Okay, but here's the thing, though. What people need to understand, your listeners, is that what is the book, at least from a business book perspective, what is it really? And in my opinion, it's like the world's best business card.
That's right.
Because you do a good job of that, and you have some value, they're going to remember that. And in our case, with both books, I told very personal stories, and you know this, Jim, of things that happened to me, how I started up, the life and death things of family members and all this stuff.
Yep.
At the end of the day, both books, you know, it was kind of like I was burying my soul, but also telling the story about the company.
But it's humanity. People love reading about humanity.
Exactly. That's exactly it was right.
These are both human books. Yeah. Now, a couple of things. I want to talk about technical stuff for a minute. One thing you also did was you created good books. Now, I'm a publisher, so I know what a good-looking book looks like. I know what a book looks like when it's done right, when it's done wrong. So your books are both are good books. I see some books in here. I see some books in here that are self-published, that look like somebody just put some Word files together and put some glue around it. So you got to do a good book. But here's another thing I want to point out: there are people who will help you write it, and there are. Today, I mean, there was this is in the last 20 years, there's an entire industry that's been created to help people like Jay and like you folks create and publish your first book, get it off the press, get it done, get it put together right. There are people who will help you with this. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there that are doing this. You don't have to go through a New York publisher.
Right, you know, you're exactly right, Jim. And, you know, I didn't self-publish my book. And I actually used a company, Morgan James Publishing,
yep,
which is actually the entrepreneurial publisher. And David Hancock is a fantastic guy, my publisher. You know, the thing about it is he's kind of a hybrid. You know, he can do
– Well, that's right.
The interesting thing is that all my books were in Barnes & Noble because of the contract I have with Morgan James.
Right.
And it opened up a lot of doors for some other things, including when I wanted to write the second book, I was able to get access to an editor. And for your listeners mm-hmm. out there, that is you and I both know.
You want to know? You want an editor. You want several editors.
You've got to have an editor.
Several.
But yeah, Morgan James has helped lead me into all kinds of different opportunities, and it's given us literally – at this point, you could really say worldwide, PR and everything. I had a guy in the first book do a video, a blog kind of review of my book from Helsinki. I mean, it was just crazy, but it's a lot of fun. I mean, you and I both know it. Just and I will tell your listeners. So I'm going to
wrap it up for me. Plus,
yeah, that the two books have sold almost 20,000.
Wow,
that's 10 years.
Congratulations!
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And give us, I need your website again, please.
ISITN, like Tennessee.com.
And you're in the video conferencing, teleconferencing, video conferencing.
And audio visual.
And audio visual. Great. There you go. So check it out, folks. And Jay, congratulations. Good job. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.